Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This week, we did one of those Zoom chats, kind of a global Zoom chat. I was at my home on the north side of Chicago, and the director of the new movie Extraction, Sam Hargrave, was at his home in Los Angeles, and the mighty Thor himself, Chris Hemsworth, you know, from the Marvel movies, Thor, and also the Avengers movies, was at his home in Australia, talking about his brand new movie, Extraction, and talking about this unprecedented time of living in social isolation. It's great to be talking to somebody again.
Yeah. Nice to talk to you.
These are crazy times. So, Sam, you're in Los Angeles, right?
Yes, sir, I am. Yep, Los Angeles.
And, Chris, where in Australia are we connecting with you?
Northern New South Wales, Byron Bay. Yeah.
So how has your social isolation been there?
I feel fortunate to be in a small coastal town, and you know, not in a city. I really feel for people locked in apartments and, you know, and in densely populated places. So thankful for where we are. You know, we're doing the usual thing that everyone's doing, and, you know, homeschooling kids, our kids, and you know, trying to entertain them and you know, keep them busy. And I mean, it's nice to you know, it's taking a positive from it. For me personally, I'm enjoying being at home with the family. I've had so much travel over the last few years. It's kind of nice to be in one place and, you know, be still, be forced to be still for a minute is nice, and to reflect and look at what's important.
Trying to imagine what it's like to be homeschooled by the mighty Thor. How is it working out for you? How are you as a teacher of a two 6 year olds and a 7 year old?
Yeah, I'm definitely not mighty at teaching. It's an absolute challenge, and it's, you know, more negotiation time than it is actual work time. And I did a huge amount of respect for teachers. It's even more so now, you know. So I'm excited to hand them back to those equipped with teaching my kids.
Yeah, that's the credo of every parent now. And so interesting that everything that you've been through, the physical demands that you have been through in your movies, and now in this movie, maybe the greatest physical demands ever that Sam put you through in this film. It's unbelievable to watch the level of action in this film.
Yeah, I've done plenty of action in many films, but a lot of it traditional shooting and coverage where, you know, you cut from one angle to another, it's two or three moves before you do something else. And whereas this was continuous 2-3 minute sequences, and you're not acting exhausted, you are exhausted. And you know, the athleticism and the training, the prep that came with that was unlike anything I'd done before. And also what drew me to it, you know, I was excited to kind of dive in and be a part of something unique. And, you know, insanely challenging and painful at times, but a good kind of pain, and incredibly rewarding. You know, a huge sense of accomplishment that we were pulling off something that was pretty special.
Yeah, and I, you know, for you, Sam, having a stuntman background with this, I mean, you really brought a special set of skills, which are so obvious when you see this movie.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. You know, I wanted to bring something to this, you know, to my directorial debut that hopefully people would be entertained by, and that would push the envelope for, you know, what I've done and what I've seen. And it was really, I mean, Chris made my job much easier, because a lot of times you're not as blessed with an actor who has the physical capabilities that Chris has and the work ethic to show up every day with a positive attitude, put in the work and rehearsal time to make something like this possible. Because, I mean, you know, I might be as enthusiastic as I want, but if I don't have someone who can perform it, then I'm limited in, you know, my vision. And so to have Chris so invested was essential to the success of those sequences.
Yeah, adrenaline rush is an understatement. I can't wait for everybody to see this. Chris, let me just ask you, you know, we're at such a extraordinary time right now with movie theaters all over the world closed. How do we get people to go back and feeling comfortable going back into movie theaters once this is all over again? Will that happen, and how do we do it?
Look, I think what this has made us realize is how much we yearn for sort of physical connection, and maybe a reminder that, you know, we were sort of headed in the place of isolation, you know, for a while now, you know, that we were on our phones more, we all have shopping's on commerce online, you know, and having now this extreme version of all of that makes us, I think, really yearn for connection, sense of community, immersing ourselves in nature more, being around people and, you know, in physical space, not the sort of digital realm, I think is has been highlighted. And I think people will rush back when they can. As far as sort of how that will be and monitored, I don't know. You know, the smartest people in the world in those sections having trouble answering that right now. So I don't know, you know, is the short answer, but I feel like it's not going to be the hard thing for, you know, to people to want to gather again. You know, I think this is people are yearning for that. So, you know, I think it's great. Also, this is what cinema for all of us, I think, you know, escape, a distraction, transport to another world, I think is so essential, and especially in times like this, you know.
Well, that's certainly what Extraction does. It takes you to another world and a whole new level. Really enjoyed the film. Chris, thank you. Sam, thank you. Congratulations on a great directorial debut. I really, really enjoyed it. Appreciate your time. Nice to talk to you both.
Likewise.
Thank you. Thank you.
There you go. From Australia, Byron Bay, South Wales in Australia, to Los Angeles, to the north side of Chicago, a little Zoom global connection there with my first A-list interview in months that I've done. And I guess we're going to be ramping these up a little bit more. We're going to be doing more of these Zoom conversations with people, as opposed to me having to go to Los Angeles, having to go to New York, you know, to wherever, though I wouldn't have minded going to Australia to do an interview. It was great to catch up with Chris Hemsworth. Very, very, very nice guy. And also nice to hear that the mighty Thor is also, you know, having trouble keeping his kids entertained and, you know, doing homework. And, you know, he's going through the same things that all parents are going through right now. That's always comforting in some way. On the issue of when will movies be coming back, this changes all the time. Yesterday, the AMC movie chain, which is the largest movie theater chain in America, announced that even if restrictions are lifted sooner than later, they are going to wait until the blockbuster movies are scheduled to come out, which will be in July. Mulan, the Disney movie Mulan, is going to be one of the first that come back. That's scheduled, I think it's July, I want to say 24th, without looking at any notes. Christopher Nolan has a new movie that's supposed to be about mid-July. And AMC has said that they, you know, when they open up, it's going to be with social distancing. There are going to be new precautions. There are going to be some new things. And they want to make sure that, you know, people are going to have some incentive to come to the movies, not be frightened to come to the movies, I guess, is the their thinking behind it all. Several other new movies have announced that they are pushing back, of big blockbusters, that they pushed back like a year, that some of the movies that were supposed to come out in the summer of this year have been pushed back to 2021. The movie studios are trying to make sure that they don't put a big blockbuster movie out there and people are afraid to go to theaters. I wish we had more drive-in theaters that were still around. I mean, those were, you know, starting to become extinct, I would say, within the last 10 years or so. And we had a fair amount of drive-ins around the Chicago area, and then they started closing. There's only a few And when I say a few, I mean literally like maybe three, two or three that might still be out there. Normally they don't open until a little later in the season, but that would be great. But still, a few drive-in theaters, the movie studios are not going to release these big movies into just a few places where there is, not a great chance that they're going to recoup their big money investment that they've made into these movies. There are going to have to be a lot of places where people can come and see some of these big movies. But just for something to do, it would be great if the drive-in theaters were open. What I saw some people doing on social media, they were simply projecting, with the equipment that people have at home now, they were just projecting movies on the side of their garage or the side of a building. You know, there's the technology. It's fairly easy to do now, or with big screen TVs, taking them outside so people could sit sort of drive-in theater style in a backyard to watch movies. So some people are being creative with the way that they are doing their movie watching.